It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 24, and we're going to begin reading with the 54th verse. Verse 54 of this chapter, we'll read to the end of the chapter. So please that you will look, open your Bibles and look to the chapter and book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 24, verse 54. And while you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit us at our website, you will find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. I hope that that was enough time for you to open your Bibles. I hope that you're prepared for the study today. It's a wonderful story as we continue to bring this to a close, the trip of going to get Isaac's bride. And so I hope that you've enjoyed each study. If not, why write to me or let me know that you're interested in having the studies, and we'll get you a copy of it. I would love to send that to you. Genesis chapter 24, and we're going to begin now with verse 54. And they did eat and drink, and he and the men that were with him, and tarried all night. They rose up in the morning, and he said, "Send me away unto my master." And her brother and her mother said, "Let the damsel abide with us a few days, at least 10, and after that she shall go." And he said unto them, "Hinder me not, seeing that the Lord hath prospered my way. Send me away, that I may go to my master." And they said, "We will call the damsel, and inquire at her mouth." And they called Rebekah, and said unto her, "Wilt thou go with this man?" And she said, "I will go." And they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah, and said unto her, "Thou art our sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them." And Rebekah arose, and her damsels, and they rode up on the camels, and followed the men, and the servant took Rebekah, and went his way. And Isaac came from the way of the well, Lehoiroi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes, and he saw, and behold, the camels were coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the candle, for she had said unto the servant, "What man is this that walked in the field to meet us?" And the servant had said, "It is my master." Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all things that he had done. And Isaac brought her into his mother's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife. And he loved her, and Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Let's begin with prayer after reading to the end of this chapter. Father, please, that you will guide and lead us. I thank you for this opportunity we have to enjoy the study today. Please, that you will look into our hearts, because you know the needs, Lord, of each one of us, and that you will touch our lives, change our lives to be more like you, Lord Jesus. We are to become like you, and we can only do that through the study of your word and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. So please, that take place today, that we be led by you so that we can be like you. Please, Lord, touch our hearts now as we study your word today, that we may know your will and know your way for our lives. Such a beautiful picture we have of the bride coming home to the bridegroom. Please show us the importance of this today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we have looked now several times at this picture, and we'll bring it to a close today, because we're going to get Rebekah to her new home, and she will meet her groom, uh, the, her husband-to-be, Isaac, here pretty shortly. And so I'm glad that you have, hopefully, you have stayed with us through each one of these studies. The reason I started with verse 54, why we have in verse 53 not only the giving of great gifts unto Rebekah, and then as we receive this wonderful gift of salvation when we come and accept Jesus Christ by faith, and we begin this walk. Well, this was a walk that Rebekah took, and it was quite a voyage. It was quite a trip. And you know, this life that we live is quite a trip. And we have made the comparison here several times, but I'm going to do it again in case you've missed. And that is that we have Eliezer sent by his master to go get a bride for his master, a bride for Isaac. So Eliezer, I believe, was the servant's name. He was the main servant. He had the ability to take whatever he needed, and all the wealth that he desired to have, he could take with him to give unto Rebekah, because he had that opportunity. Well, Eliezer took great wealth. He took this great number of camels. He loaded them up, and off he went back to Ur of Chaldees, where that we find Abraham's family. And if you looked, as we talked last time, where do we find Ur of Chaldees? None other than in the area of Baghdad of today. You were just surprised around the Tigris and Euphrates River. Maybe you didn't realize that all this is in the same area in the section where we are doing battle today. And so we find that this servant went at the orders of his master. He said, "You will not take a bride from this land, but you must go home back where I came from. You must go there and get a bride for my son Isaac." And so he listened to the command of the father, and Eliezer went to get a bride for his son Isaac. Well, we have the same situation today. God the Father has sent, in the leadership of God the Son, sent the Holy Spirit here upon this earth to come and collect the bride. Well, each time when one comes to the Lord Jesus Christ, then you immediately become a member of the church, God's church. And so, you know, when we come together, we think of the building it being the church. But the physical building is not the church. The church is only present. It can only be called a church when the people are here. And so when those are born again people, you know, the church is not designed for lost people. The church is designed for those that are born again. It's built for those that are born again. It doesn't exist if folks aren't born again. And I'm afraid there's a lot of buildings around and people meet on Sunday morning that call to church, and yet there are very, very few in that building that are born-again believers. So it's really not a church at all. And so we should come, and we should desire to be together and worship and praise and honor our God. Now, as we listen to the call of the Holy Spirit comes and convicts our heart of sin. We recognize that we're a sinner. We recognize that we're lost. We recognize that our only plan of life is to live this life and then spend eternity in the lake of fire. And so we have a choice, and the Holy Spirit shows us that choice. A choice to stay where we are, or a choice to come by faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Because you see, He died on the cross and took our sin away. But we must come to Him by faith. Well, when we make that decision, when we make that choice to come to Him by faith, what a wonderful day that is, to come to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. We are saved, we're born again, and we are sealed because the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. Well, that's the place we're at here with this beautiful picture. You see, we have the Holy Spirit, Eliezer, the servant. They have come all the way to here to get the bride. Now, as that bride has accepted And we found that, and that's another reason why I backed up as far as I did, because they wanted to leave immediately. But the brother and the mother says, no, let her tarry here a few days, at least 10. And they said, no, we must go now, because you see, we don't, when we come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, we should no longer tarry in this land. We should begin to be sojourners. We're not dwellers of this land. We are sojourners. We're traveling through. It's a journey. And immediately upon coming to Jesus Christ, our life should change. We should no longer feel at home here. We should feel like we're foreigners, and we need Jesus Christ, and we need to see Him and be with Him. And so we begin our journey to meet Him. And that's exactly what happens when a person comes by faith to Jesus Christ and begins that journey through this life to the next to meet face to face with Jesus Christ. And what a wonderful opportunity we will have, and what a wonderful time we have. Well, Eliezer is doing the same example here. We find that they inquire of Rebekah, because you see, no one, God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit, will force anyone to come. Eliezer here, he had a responsibility, and that responsibility was to find the bride. He found the bride in Rebekah, but Rebekah had to make a choice to come. And we have that beautiful choice here. We will call the damsel and inquire at her mouth to whether she would be interested in coming or not, in verse 58. And they called Rebekah and said unto her, wilt thou go with this man? And she says, I will go. And so what a wonderful picture here of what decision, a personal decision. It wasn't left up to her mother. It wasn't left up to her brother. It wasn't left up to Eliezer just to take her. It wasn't left up to Abraham, to Isaac, to no one except Rebekah. Rebekah had a choice to make. And it was a personal choice, a personal decision that she had to make. And we have that picture here. And it's the same way with you. You must come by faith to Jesus Christ. It is a personal relationship that you have with Him. It's not just because you have joined a church or been a member of a church for so long, been baptized, went through catechism, instruction time. All those things are okay, but they are not salvation. Salvation comes by faith when the Holy Spirit convicts your heart and shows you of your sin and you turn to Jesus. That is a wonderful opportunity that you have if you will listen to the call of the Holy Spirit. And I hope that you do that today. And I am so glad that Rebekah chose to go. She said, and she says, I will go. I will go. She is leaving. It's a separation. She is leaving her old way. She is leaving her old home. And she is going to a new place. And she's living a new, different life. And all the way through, from the time she leaves Ur of Chaldees until she gets all the way over to the Promised Land where she'll find Isaac, all the way through there, she is journeying. She is not setting down, building a home, and starting a family. She's not doing any of that. She is on the move. And all the way on that move, Eliezer is describing to her, telling her about Isaac. And you know, it's exactly the same way as we walk through this life, sojourning through this life, that we have the Holy Spirit is telling us, is showing us and giving us great treasures that our Savior Jesus Christ has for us. And it's all on the way. It's all on the trip. It's all on the journey to get to heaven, to meet Jesus Christ face to face. Well, this beautiful walk, and he come and he collected the bride, and the bride has accepted the call to go. And so then in verse 59, and they sent away Rebekah, their sister, and her nurse, and Abraham's servant, and his men. And they blessed Rebekah and said unto her, listen to this, thou art our sister. Be thou the mother of thousands of millions, and let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate them. And Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man. And the servant took Rebekah and went his way. Now look at that. Again, there is only one way that we can learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only one way that we can get from here to heaven, to the presence of Jesus Christ, and that is by the Holy Spirit. Can't get there any other way. So you see, you must come by faith to Jesus Christ so the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. And then you possess, the Holy Spirit lives within you, and you have life, you possess life, and you can begin that wonderful journey. And that journey begins right then. And we should separate ourselves from this world and realize that we're no longer at home here. And we're preparing ourselves to meet the groom. In this case, it's Isaac. And Eliezer just kept teaching Rebekah more and more, and just kept sharing with her more of the wealth and more of the wonderful riches that Isaac possessed, and just continue. This was on the way, and that's exactly what happens to a believer's life. I hope I'm making this simple, and I hope I'm making this clear of this beautiful picture of the church here upon this earth and the Holy Spirit gathering the church. But the second that you're saved, you begin this journey that Rebekah is making here from the place of Ur of Chaldees, where the old where Abraham left from originally, and this is where Abraham's brother still lives, Nahor and his family. I don't believe the way it kind of speaks here. I think Nahor is probably dead. It's just the family, the brother and the mother. But as we look at this beautiful picture, and we look at this journey through here, that's exactly, we need to get a picture of that. We need to not hang on to the things of this life so strongly. We need to realize that we have to have our eyes focused forwards, and we need to be knowing and learning more about our Savior Jesus Christ. And she was doing the same thing. Rebekah was learning more and more about her groom, her husband-to-be. And so, and who was teaching her? Eliezer, the servant. Who teaches us? The Holy Spirit through God's Word. And Eliezer was speaking the Master's words. And so what a beautiful picture we have here. And they had sent them away, and again she said, "Thou art the sister, be thou the mother of thousands of millions. Let thy seed possess the gate of those which hate you," which hate them. Isn't it something? Isn't it something here how that even Abraham's brother's family knew of the promise that Abraham had received, and they recognized and knew that that promise is going to come through Rebekah? What a wonderful blessing that is to these people. What a wonderful blessing. Rebekah arose and her damsels, and they rode upon the camels and followed the man, and the servant took Rebekah, and they went his way. Now Isaac came from the way of the well. I'm in the verse 62 of chapter 24. If you've kind of lost the place here, I've been kind of jumping around a little bit. Isaac came from the way of the well, Lehoiroi, for he dwelt in the south country. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field at the eventide. And he lifted up his eyes, and he saw, and behold, the camels were coming. Now, he went out to meditate. Now, there are many verses of Scripture concerning to go to meditate. But I have one here that is a beautiful verse, and I'm just going to read it, and then we'll go on. But it's in Psalms chapter 1, verse 2. "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." What should we study? What should we be searching? What should we be enjoying? And we know that David in the Psalms meditated day and night, desired to know the Word of God, the will of God. And we have the Word of God before us. Stop changing it. Stop trying to correct it, supposedly, in some way. Just look upon the Word of God and listen to the Holy Spirit as He teaches you. And you know, I make it very clear that I want you to stay with the old King James. You know, stop trying to figure out that there's some other one that could be better. It could be, some of it is, some of it isn't. Just stay with the old King James, because it's very easy to study, and it's such an enjoyable living book for us. So many people spend so much time trying to look at the new versions and things like that. Don't waste your time. Spend the time studying God's Word instead of studying something that then you'll question a little bit. Is this as good or is this as good? Just stay with the old King James and be done with it, would you please? Because you'll find that you're going to be closer to the Lord Jesus Christ if you don't take the time to try to find something. Maybe it's a little bit better. Maybe it's a little bit worse. I'm telling you, the old King James is great. Stay with it and follow after it. Study that precious book. And meditate upon it, the scripture says. Isaac went out, and he went out to meditate. And we have this record of David doing the same. He went out to meditate. Now, and it was given the time, and he saw, and behold, the camels were coming. Well, he knew Eliezer had left, and he also, I believe, knew when Eliezer was going to return. He had hopes that trip would be a short one. He knew how long it took to go home back into Ur of Chaldees and come back again. And so he I'm sure, for a few days there awaited the arrival. And he saw the camels coming. Well, look what Rebekah did here in verse 64. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes. And when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the camel. For she had said unto the servant, "What man is this that walked in the field to meet us?" And the servant had said, "It is my master." Therefore she took a veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that had been done. Look at that beautiful verse of Scripture. You remember a couple of things that we talked about here just a couple of days ago. There was a couple of things here that Rebekah was totally foreign to her, totally new to her. To begin with, she was asked, this decision that Rebekah made, she was asked to go with a person that she had never knew before. She never knew Eliezer. When we come by faith to Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit comes to live within us. We have never known the Holy Spirit before, and yet we need to walk by faith, because the Holy Spirit will lead you to Jesus Christ, to the way, the truth, and the life. Now, so to begin with, Rebekah had that choice, as we ask to marry a man whom she had never met. Now, a lot of people don't think about this being a marriage, and yet it is. We are the bride. He is the bridegroom. Jesus Christ is the bridegroom, and we are the bride. And so we are asked to come by faith to Jesus Christ, to marry Jesus Christ, and yet we've never met him, physically met him, but we've been introduced to him by the servant. Eliezer introduced Rebekah unto Isaac, and yet she had never seen Isaac. She was asked to follow, and yet she had never knew Eliezer. She had no idea of where he was going or who Isaac was or anything. But yet Eliezer continued to share with her, as the Holy Spirit continues to teach us on our way. And she was also asked to go to a place that she'd never seen before, and she would never return back to the old place. What a wonderful picture we have as we go on this journey. We are to never return back home. We're to never return back here. What a beautiful picture. And yet with that, she says, "I will go." And I hope that you say, "I will go." I hope that you have accepted that same opportunity, and you have taken that opportunity and trusted by faith in Jesus Christ and begin this wonderful walk. Oh, it's coming to an end here. We're coming to an end because Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she lighted off the candle. You see, she had been talking to Eliezer all along on all the trip, and he had told Rebekah, Eliezer had told Rebekah, I believe, what Isaac looked like. she was telling him all of the how wonderful he was and who he was and all those things. And when she saw this man, why, she turned to Rebecca, Eliezer, and Rebecca wondered, is this the man? It is my master. And so she took a veil and covered herself. You see, she was very modest, and she wanted to come before this great man, Isaac. And Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebecca, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. Now, as we look at this and we see, can you picture that? You know, all through the years, while you have this beautiful love story, and you have the two people running across the field and embracing each other, and falling in love with each other, and it's a wonderful picture. And you know, we have the same picture here, because here's Isaac out in the field, and here's Rebecca, and she's coming with Eliezer, as we will be coming with the servant. And you see Jesus Christ comes to meet us. Remember, he comes to meet us in the air. Now, Jesus Christ will come a second time and plant his feet upon this earth, but that's not going to happen until the end of the tribulation period. This is going to happen before the tribulation. The tribulation is 7 years long. And so the time when the bride meets the bridegroom, the bride meets her husband, when that comes, when that takes place, that will be prior to the starting of this horrible time upon this earth, this 7 years of tribulation. And so, as this takes place again, here comes the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes and brings us and will literally present us to our husband, Jesus Christ. But we don't go all the way to the house. We don't go all the way to the throne of God. Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, comes to meet us. The trump will sound, and those that are dead, that are in the grave, they will come to life in their glorified bodies first. And you see Rebecca here. She is being adorned with all this beautiful jewelry and everything. She is being covered with this the beauty and possessions of her husband to be, as she is coming to meet her husband. She's coming, and in that process, the Holy Spirit continues to share these gifts. So you see, when we get there, we will be prepared. We will be right when we get face to face with our Savior. She was perfect. Beautiful, veil over her face, adorned in all these beautiful things that Eliezer had brought, and he presents her to Isaac. The servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. You see, it continues. It's the servant. The servant proclaimed what his master sent him to say. The servant did what the master sent him to do. And it's the same way now. The Holy Spirit, he is here doing his master's will, collecting the bride. And there's going to be a time when the trump will sound. And if we're still alive, we're going to receive this glorified body. And we will meet the Lord in the air, as Isaac met Rebecca out in this field. Come to meet her. Well, Jesus Christ is going to come to meet us. What a wonderful, beautiful picture. We're going to meet him in the air, and we will know him. He will know us, because the servant of God, Eliezer, has shown us, the Holy Spirit has shown us, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. We will recognize him. We will know him, even though we have never physically met him, but we will know him, and he will know us, because we are his. He knew Rebecca. Wonderful. He just couldn't wait. And I can just see them, her lighting off the camel and running towards Isaac, and Isaac running towards her. What a wonderful, beautiful picture. as they embraced, and then he took her on home into her mother's tent, and he loved her, and he cared for her, and she cared for him. What a beautiful, beautiful picture that we have. Now we're going to begin with the next chapter, and I hope that you enjoyed that, even though it took several weeks. But I hope that you saw the whole picture from the time that the Holy Spirit came down here upon this earth to collect and get the bride of Christ and then bring the bride home to the Lord Jesus. And I hope when you read that and read that chapter again and just enjoy it and see all those beautiful things that are there for us to see and to have and to possess. And know for sure that this is going to take place. Jesus Christ is coming again. I hope that you're ready. I hope that you have done as Rebecca and you says, I will go. Please, my dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?